Hello, welcome home.
Hello.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It's been weeks, hasn't it?
Months, years, days.
I don't think it's been that long.
Could be.
When was the last time that we had talked to you guys?
17 weeks ago. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks. I know we've missed, what, the last three?
Yeah. I don't know. Did we talk about meetup and all that stuff? I can't even remember. Maybe one of you guys.
That was October, wasn't it? I think we did.
We've been a little bit busy, so it's like very easy to lose track of what is going on. But I appreciate you guys tuning in tonight.
Yes, definitely.
Do you want to do your? Oh, wait. Any shares are appreciated. I almost forgot.
That's your part.
Okay, now you can do your part.
Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 99.
I thought we were over 100.
No, we skipped so much.
It is not even 99. It's got to be more than that.
I swear to God it is.
Because I've been doing this for 2.5 years.
But we've skipped a lot.
That's awful.
I went and checked. Yeah, we're at 99.
Okay. Double-checked. Well, that's embarrassing.
Next time will be next week will be the big 100th show.
I was going to say, you don't want to tell you how much we skipped. But
I didn't say the date. November 30th, 2020. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
There we go. Well, we're out of practice.
Lord, so it's going to be kind of a hot mess show, but I know that's what you expect, so we're good then, I suppose.
Alicia likes my little cook.
I thought that it looked mine.
I got mine at the Cracker Barrel.
I got mine at Christmas Tree Shop for like $3.
The popcorn bucket's actually in the parks right now, isn't it?
They are. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit.
That's on her list. So before we get started, though, many of you probably heard about the passing of Dave Prowse yesterday. Star Wars fans know him as the on-camera Darth Vader. He wasn't the voice that we heard. It was James Earl Jones who did the voice, but Dave Prowse did pass away at 85 years old. So our condolences to him and his family and all the fans worldwide who loved his presence in the films and the way he presented Darth Vader to all of us.
Yeah, for sure, because I know just scrolling and stuff, like the Star Wars community was hit pretty hard with that one.
It really was, and I saw something today. Somebody said something about him passing, and then they said who's left of the original main stars of the movie is
Mark Hamill, right?
And then Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO.
But they never, like, show him in, like, the pictures.
No.
Like, you know, they do with the other actors. Right. Which is,
but losing Carrie, Peter, now David, I mean, it's kind of sad.
It is sad.
And Kenny Baker, right around the same time as Carrie, I believe.
Yeah. Sure. This has been a really crappy year, hasn't it?
It really has.
I mean, not to start off, you know, with a depressing thought, but it's just been really, really stressful and kind of a bit of a bummer. A lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to try to bring you the happy, because that's what we
do. We're so close to 2021.
Sidebar. Do you think that that's going to make any difference?
I sure as heck hope so.
But, I mean, logically speaking.
I'm thinking we knew nothing was going to change in 2020 at all, but I have hopes that in 2021 things are going to get back to somewhat normal. Cruising should eventually start again.
Yeah.
Hopefully Disneyland opens in 2021. Hopefully Tron opens in 2021.
Oh my gosh.
Ratatouille most likely will open because it's ready to go.
It is ready.
Yeah.
We were at Magic Kingdom. I have a format and I'm already going off of it. Bye.
Okay.
No way. So we were at Magic Kingdom. When was that Magic Kingdom? Oh, it's at Magic Kingdom last Monday.
We did have to run over there.
We had to run over there.
Not because of a media thing.
No.
Not because there was a new ride or somebody was in town who we had to go see. All to go spend a lot of money.
You know what? I'm not even sorry. I'm not even sorry. I have been like I use the gift card. I use my annual pass holder discount. What have I been saying? Like, for as long as you guys have, like, probably even came in contact with me, that I am been waiting for a Tangled Dooney and Burke purse.
I'm waiting for a Flynn wallet.
So, I've been waiting, like, years. So, and I had told him that when that purse drops, it is mine and I will go fight for it if I have to. So we went over to Magic Kingdom first thing last Monday because I needed that purse.
As soon as she heard the date, she's like, reservation Magic Kingdom. I have to be there because she didn't want to go to the Springs because she figured there'd be a mad rush with all the shoppers going there to buy their purses to resell them. So we headed to Magic Kingdom because you needed
a reservation. I thought it was a safer bet.
Yeah. So we got to Uptown Jewelers. And actually, as we're walking up Main Street, there's a cast member out front with the purses in hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, and you could tell by our attire that's what we were there for because she was dressed to the nines in Tangled completely. I had my Ruffians jersey on, so they knew what we were there for.
You know, sometimes it's almost embarrassing because I know I talk about it a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people eye roll, but it's like, you know, that movie means a lot to me for various reasons.
And that's why she can never say anything to me about Marvel.
Yeah, but mine are special emotional reasons.
So are mine. I get very emotional about Marvel.
No. You know.
When Tony died at the end?
No. Okay, I'm not even going to do it. But I do have my luggage right here to show you.
Her luggage.
Okay, so I waited for this. Waited. All right.
10 years in the making.
And then, because the 10-year anniversary of Tangled was Tuesday. If you saw my post, then you probably already know that. So that's the front, and this is the back, and it has Pascal and
this is
hair.
From Bath and Body Works.
And you're going to be shocked to know this is from Bath and Body Works, my hand sanitizer. Doesn't this thing do something?
It plays music.
Hold on. Okay.
See, even the song says Happy New Year. That's why we have to look forward to it.
Okay, anyway. And on the bottom. Hold on. On the bottom, I don't want to dump all my stuff out. Is that right? Look at the bottom. Like, I will never, ever, ever, like, put this purse on a dirty floor because the bottom is fantastic.
I think she was more happy about the bottom of the purse than anything else because the girl even showed it to her. She, like, showed her the purse, and she goes, look at this, and drop it. And she had already known what the bottom looked like. She got a sneak peek of that. But what, I lit it up, but it's not really showing for that. Like,
because you have a, like, it's like a sun lamp in here.
I'm tanning. Thank you, Randy.
All right, anyway.
I'm trying to think of warmer climates. Tomorrow's going to be
seriously, like, you remember, like in the olden days, like, you would see, before they had, like, tanning beds and stuff, they would have those sun lamps that people would put, like, aluminum under their faces. I guess I've seen them, like, it was, like, the Brady Bunch or something, like, something really.
I don't know. I'm going to get aluminum foil and sit down with it.
Because you get a tan sitting under here. I almost feel like I need my sunglasses.
I know. It gets hot.
So, anyway.
Under the studio lights.
Okay, so here's the thing. When we went over there to get said Tangled purse, we walked to look at the construction for Tron because it is really moving along
very
fast.
Cool.
They have like
canopies.
Like, is that a canopy?
Yeah, they're canopies.
Like these canopy thingies that go, you know, are going to go around.
The outside track is going to have a canopy over it as you're going through. And if you've seen any footage of the one overseas, they're lit up and everything to kind of get the whole technical feed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. And it's very exciting because he said something about, you know, wanting things to get back to normal. And it was really nice to see so much progress made on Tron. Because, you know, they could have, there's so many things that kind of gotten, you know, slowed down because of everything this year. But Tron is still really, like, you know, moving and shaking. And it was kind of exciting to see. That was my whole point with all of that. That took me, like, 7 minutes to get to.
So all that through Tangled, through 99 shows.
The Brady Bunch, Sunlamp.
Tron's getting there.
It really would not be, like, us if we didn't veer off. Places.
And we were there Monday, which of course was the Monday before Thanksgiving week. That park was busy.
Busy.
I know they say capacity is at 35%. It felt heavier to me than that. I don't know if it was. I mean, it obviously wasn't, but it sure felt like. I mean, with the social distancing, the 6 feet and everything, it seems a lot more crowded with lines and such. But it seemed busy.
It was busy. And, you know, the lines do move quick to a point, and they're longer because of the distancing between each group. However, like, even it reminded me of the old days, kind of. It felt a lot more normal because Like rides that or attractions that usually don't have a wait, like had a wait, like 40 minutes or better.
The one that I keep thinking about is Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion was all through their queues and everything, but then it went down the side of the waterway and it went all the way down almost to the Trading Post store, you know, where that is just past a medical Diamond Horseshoe, and then it was wrapping back.
Yeah, it was like
Mansion, so it was crazy.
The lines were so long that they were making lines. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like they were roping off areas to where you could like so they would do that.
Yeah, so they would
like in and out. Yeah. So and then it's like I went live to show.
What were you saying with that 40% capacity for Halloween?
Oh, okay. Well, I it seemed like even more. But you know, I went live to show like what was going on in the parks, and for the most part, comments were okay. But there was a few that, you know, some people forget that I'm not Disney. I cover events for Disney. I eat, sleep, and breathe it, but I don't work for Walt Disney World, Disneyland. We are a partner site. So what that means, I have no say so as to anything that goes on.
We can say whatever we want.
Well, I can say what I want, but they don't have.
Well, you get kicked off the list.
But you know, like, you know, people forget that, you know, if they have a gripe or a concern, that it's always better, you know, to contact Disney direct instead of yelling at me.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say, the biggest comment we get is that's not social distancing. Well, people are walking by, they're not standing still, and you're gonna have that. You have that at the grocery store, you have that everywhere. So Disney still has no outbreak of cases due to anything that we know of.
And you know, the thing is that Disney has done a very, very, very good job with keeping guests safe and with the proper security measures, you know, and having a lot of things touch-free. Because even now, like a few months back, some of the parks started doing the higher tech security. Because you know how before you used to go through security and they had to dig through your bag and it was just a big to do. Now they have these big security.
They don't go over you.
They don't. You walk through like a post, two posts, and the only thing they ask you is if you have an umbrella or if you have like a metal water bottle.
Like a metal tumbler or whatever. That's because those will set off the metal detector. And then there's somebody probably 10, 15 feet in front of that they're staring at computers.
And it's kind of like the airport. Yeah. How when you walk through the detectors at the airport, there's somebody watching a computer screen to see what exactly, you know, you have with you, and then they will just tell you to keep moving because they can tell you that quickly because these are super high tech security things. So it does get you through to the parks faster now.
It does.
And again, no touch because the security guards don't have to actually touch your stuff.
We were at Springs over the weekend, and they have the same thing down there, which we just found out a few weeks ago. They actually put in the security. I guess security kiosk, I almost want to say, that you walk through at the Springs, which they didn't have for a long time. Yeah. But that was really snaking the crowd when we left.
I was so surprised when we got there, it was fine. You know, it wasn't too crowded. We met up with friends. We went to Earl of Sandwich to eat. And we kind of ate like at 4 o'clock, so it wasn't like dinner time. But we sat right down, we ate, and by the time we decided to leave afterwards, when it got to be about 6 o'clock, I posted a picture in Fan Nation, but it looked like people waiting to get into a convention or a concert or something.
Can hear a third member of our group.
Oh no. You hear Jack snoring? Does somebody hear Jack?
Randy said, I'm hearing a fan or something clicking in the background. Melissa said, identify yourself.
Okay, so the boys took Miss Ava upstairs so you don't hear like the pig snorting, but Jack is snoring.
And Becky's right, there are some good things that are coming out of this glass half full, which is true. The security's been up a little bit.
You know, I think that to elaborate on what Becky just said, you know, they're getting more efficient with how they do things and quicker for the guest experiences.
Which is awesome because had things not happened, they probably would have never changed the status quo because it was working how it was, and it was a pain, but we just dealt with it because we didn't know any better, or we didn't know there was anything else. And now that they've created all these new ways to do things,
it's much fancier, it's much more high tech.
I didn't feel unsafe before, but I even feel safer now.
Oh yeah, Disney's very thorough with everything. So I guess my whole point was, you know, I don't feel unsafe. I actually feel more safe, and things feel like they're going back to normal, which is great for the travel industry. It's great for people that do the entertainment side of things like we do. You know, I've been fortunate enough to where, you know, we don't go to media events as often as we did before, but when they do have them, I've been invited. I actually have one tomorrow for Epcot's Festival of the Holidays. And it's going to be cold tomorrow, like Florida cold. Like,
Disney ordered that for the festival.
Yeah, so it's going to be extra Christmassy. I'm going to freeze my butt off tomorrow. But tomorrow is Festival of Holidays, so you'll have to watch. I'll have like Instagram and live feeds and stuff from Epcot. I think that begins, I have to be there at 9:30.
Yeah, so, and which is odd is that Epcot doesn't open to the public till noon tomorrow, but they're actually going to be in there before that. So another way to keep them safe, actually.
Yeah.
While we're doing these things, is to get them in there before the crowds.
I'm just thankful to be still involved.
Yeah.
Because there are so many, you know, bloggers and influencers and news and all this stuff that, you know, everybody wants to be included, but they, you know, it's for safety reasons, they have to scale back. So I'm just really appreciative that I still get to do things like that. And I really think that it is a glass half full type of thing. You know, if you think about how bad things were for everybody in March and April and May, how we were all stuck at home and, you know, there was no entertainment. There was no getting out. There was nothing.
Oh, I beg to differ. There was a Tiger King was on.
Okay. I stand corrected. You are correct. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, things were a lot worse. And if you look at how they are now, it's better. And I think that it's important to count your blessings and be glad. Like, that's why I wasn't even, okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but I wasn't even, like, irritated that the parks and everything were so crowded this week. Because it felt like a normal holiday. You know what I'm saying?
It was getting there. Yeah, it wasn't the crowds. I mean, we're not going to see those pictures of Christmas Day this year.
Oh, no.
Where it's solid crowd trying to move between Peter Pan and Small World. But I think it's going to be more crowded than what they anticipated it being at this time. I think things are going in the right direction. And Disney is keeping it going. And I think it's great that they're doing that they're getting us back to some type of normal. And I get some people are scared. Some people don't want to experience it, don't want to go and deal with any of it right now because they're worried. And that's fine. That's your opinion. And
Everybody can do what makes them feel safe. But for me, not just because it's my job, but because it brings me happiness to be able to go to the parks. And I've never felt unsafe. Or that they weren't doing enough, not once.
I feel safer there than I do if I go to the grocery store, if I go to any store, actually. I feel safer.
Disney's on it, really.
They really are.
Speaking of the parks, I thought we could kind of, you know, go over Christmas stuff that's going on at Disney. Because I swear I did write notes. They're not great notes.
You have notes?
I do. I have my handy dandy notebook.
Whatever, Blue.
I know, Blue's Clues.
It's a Nickelodeon show.
But I'm using a Frozen.
It's okay. I'm using a Dr. Seuss mode.
I know. We're just multi-branded, you know. Okay, so let's break it down, shall we? All right, Magic Kingdom. So a couple weeks ago, they had a media event when they kicked off the holiday season, which was November, of course. It seemed like they had everything going a lot quicker this year because, again, I really do believe it's because of the feeling of normalcy.
Yeah.
So, granted, we don't have Halloween, oh my goodness, Christmas party. But what we do have are, you know, free things during the day. Like, you know, you used to see parades and such, and you had to pay a separate ticket to go and see those things. Well, right now they have the cavalcade just like they did at Halloween time, and they're using the music from the Merry Christmas Time parade, and you're getting to see bits and pieces of it broken up. Like there's one part that has the reindeer. Everybody loves reindeer.
And Santa.
And the marching band comes out with the soldiers.
Yeah, the toy soldiers come marching out with the Main Street Philharmonic walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool that they lead the band through the streets.
Yeah, because, you know, I think everybody has their favorite parts of, like, if you go to the Christmas parties, I know a lot of people love the Soldiers.
And that's my favorite part.
And one of the things that people said they were going to miss this year is not seeing the toy soldiers and the marching on the street and the clomping noises.
Yeah.
But you get to see that.
So. And what's cool is they really have taken a lot of the parade pieces and broken up into different cavalcades. So we get to see the princesses go by on their Christmas float. You see Mickey and friends, and some of them walking in the streets with they've got their scarves on and their winter gear as they're walking through the streets. And it's really kind of cool. And Mickey and Minnie come down on their Christmas parade float.
On the Christmas tree float.
Yes.
And, you know, when I went to the event a couple weeks ago, and I was partnered up with John Panda, of course, John. And him and I were standing on the side of the street on the one side of the hub. The little mini parades were going, like, they go in front of the castle and then around.
Mm-hmm. And then off Main Street.
And we're standing there like five-year-olds just waiting. You know, we're like, we're in the perfect spot, and we're waiting for these things. And when Mickey and Minnie on the Christmas tree float came around the corner, like, seriously, I think both of us teared up a little bit just because it felt so nice to see things looking familiar, I guess you could say, again. And plus, you know, you're seeing these things during the day where it's not like a separate ticket thing. Mm-hmm. And you get, you know, you walk in, everything is beautifully decorated. They have the tree. They have, you know, all the wreaths on Main Street. They have everything that you would expect. They didn't hold back on Christmas. Like,
and there's projections on the castle.
There is. There's ugly sweater projections, I believe, on the castle. So,
I wish they hit the snacks they gave from the party. I love those pretzels.
Oh,
the snowman pretzels
that they had at Tortuga. Yes. Those were really good.
Or any cookie. Look at me. I'm not discriminating against any cookie.
I would probably break my diet for a pretzel or a cookie.
Or seven.
Something. Okay, so they have that, but here's something that was kind of exciting. They have the mini fireworks blasts now.
Just talking about the fireworks.
Oh, I'm not reading comments, so I apologize if.
No, he just said there was a smidgen of fireworks on the castle, and they changed the projection.
Yeah, total smidgen. I like that word. So it's just like every 15 minutes, like the castle will change into a different, like, projection theme. And between, as it flips, there's just like a pop of fireworks. So it's not like a fireworks display.
But it's something. And a couple weeks ago, there was fireworks testing at the Magic Kingdom after hours.
There was. I wonder if it had anything to do with what they're doing with the mini blasts of stuff.
Maybe. I don't know.
But it is nice to see. So you have the cavalcades, the decorations, the projections on the castle. Of course, there's themed merchandise. Of course, there is a
merchandise.
I know. It's all about plaid again this year, which I'm totally obsessed with plaid. And the cupcake, the Christmas tree cupcake at the bakery.
Well, that looks like it's too much frosting, but it's really not.
So it's an illusion of a cupcake. Pictures. It's like a green, like, dome tree type of thing. And it looks like a cupcake with a ton of frosting that would, like, really maybe be too much. But when you cut the cupcake in half, it's like layers. They have like a red velvet cake, hidden Mickey inside of it. Mm-hmm. And it's confetti cake. And
then the frosting's on the tree cake.
Yeah. But
it's a couple different kinds of cake.
It's a whole lot of cake in there, not so much frosting. And they also have like the holiday cinnamon roll there.
Right, the Mickey cinnamon roll that you can get at Starbucks and a few other places. They have actually quite a few different Christmas snacks throughout the park.
They did, and souvenirs. So let's talk about this. So the day that was the media event was the day that everything started, and people were flipping out about this particular popcorn bucket, which, you know, it's got Mickey and Minnie on the front, and then it's white. Now the other ones were green. Like, yeah. Last year was green.
Last year was green and only had Mickey on it, I believe, last year.
Yes. So I'm just really bad about, like, all I knew is there was a hype about a popcorn bucket. So when I got to the park, I told John, I said, if we see that white popcorn bucket, I think I'm going to have to buy it. Not that I needed another popcorn bucket, but I got caught up in the frenzy of it all. You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you guys do that too? Like, if everybody is all, I have to have that.
eBay, I don't know.
No, I don't resell anything. This is for me. But I will tell you something interesting. And something that our followers noticed and I did not. So I posted, you know, said popcorn bucket on Instagram and somewhere else. And I started getting messages from people. And they're saying, you have a rare bucket. And I'm like, why do I have a rare bucket? I just went
to the
bucket.
What makes you so special?
What makes me so special? Well, look closely. Mickey's nose is not colored. They missed it. Do you see?
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
I know. It was you guys that pointed that out.
So now that bucket's going on eBay.
Maybe now it should go on eBay.
$10,000 first winner.
I mean, I could totally fix it with a Sharpie in a couple of minutes.
You will not.
But I'm not going to do that because.
As a Funko collector, you cannot destroy the way you think.
I'm not destroying it. I just thought it was really cool that that you guys noticed it before I did.
I didn't even notice it.
I know. Oh, that's kind of cool. I carried this thing around. And
she rubbed it off on her food.
And somebody on social media people started telling me that my popcorn bucket was different.
So the little elves who were supposed to paint Mickey's nose missed that one. Did John get one? Did he get a bucket the same time you did?
No.
Oh, I was just curious if it was like that whole batch.
No, he helped eat the popcorn, though.
Okay. I didn't eat the popcorn.
Actually, I didn't even want the popcorn because of diet. So, and I've been really good, and I knew I was going to blow my diet for Thanksgiving. So, I didn't even want it. I just wanted this.
She wanted the bucket.
And my defective little bucket right here with Mickey.
And they have another one of those too this year. Only
yeah.
Three.
Okay. So, remember this from last year? So,
this
is a sipper. At the studios, they have this in the green version, right?
Yes.
Oh, so like we buy this stuff and I don't use them. I use them as decoration.
She puts more like Christmas decorations in it.
So there's a green sipper at Hollywood Studios, which we haven't gotten to yet, but maybe
we need to get
it. I know we sat there. We went to the studios with the boys like over a week ago. Yeah. And we're sitting in the commissary and we're eating. And the commissary is fancy now, by the way. And sorry. I didn't even realize. I talk with my hands. So the commissary is kind of fancy now. Like they give you like the fancy like plates. I had like the Greek salad type of thing, and the bowl was different. And we're sitting there, and he looks up, and he's like, "Look, they have a green sipper like that. Do you want it?" And I didn't. I resisted. Doesn't mean you know I'm not gonna go back and get it. But right now I resisted.
We're already there. We could have had it.
Well, because I just spent $25 for a popcorn bucket. Like I already
you spent $70 to have lunch at the commissary. What's the difference?
I got nothing to add. yeah, so that's Magic Kingdom. So now that we're already talking about the studios.
Stevens is a good day.
So studios. So normally studios has their own what you want to
no, I'm just trying to see where we're at. Okay, I'm good.
It is like total chicken scratch.
It really kind of is. Good thing yeah, I can read it.
Just follow my lead. Okay, so studios. Normally they have, you know, their whole festivities over there, you know, jingle bell, jingle bam, and then sunset season's greetings. I always say that wrong.
Oh.
What?
No, Alicia talked about this. We didn't go back and get the Mickey snow globe you wanted at the Springs the other day. And she
darn
said,
it.
And she said, don't throw away the yellow paper inside of it. It has little snowflakes with Mickey heads to make the snowflakes. So we got to go back to the Springs to get that now.
I did remember we were going to go back, and then I got sidetracked because I was talking with Sean.
Told you we should have bought it when I saw it.
All right.
They're all out of them, though.
Are they?
Sold out.
You don't know that.
Got one left in all of Walt Disney World. I'll trade them a bucket without Mickey's name colored for.
I forgot about that, Alicia. Thank you, because I was... We stood there and we almost bought it. And I said, I'll come back.
I'm sitting there going, do you want me to get it now? No, just go ahead. We'll come back later. I said, no, we won't. Yes, we will. Did we?
Forgot all about it. Darn it. Okay, anyway. So.
I bought the shirt, though. Right after.
You did. He bought this shirt. Okay, studios. They do have the decorations up if you follow the social media posts. And they still look beautiful like they did. You know, they have the garland across the street when you walk in. They have the Christmas trees on the light posts. Yeah.
The bulbs in the lake.
The bulbs in the lake with the tree, which is so pretty. Yeah, Gertie has a hat on. And obviously, you know, they don't have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam this year. And we were getting ready to leave because what?
It was just funny, the story, just because we were getting ready to leave. We were walking out of the park, and then somebody decided to look up. We were standing at the front of the park. We're getting ready to walk out. She looks up, and you can see lights on the tower. She's like, we got to go back. So we ran back down to go down and see the tower because all of a sudden the lights came on. We didn't even realize it was going to be the lights. And then we get there and we saw the light that was going on. So she gets her video and her tape and then it switched. So she got the next one. And then we stood there for like 10 minutes and nothing changed. And she's like, okay, I guess we can go now. So as we're leaving, she looks back at the tower again and it's a different one. She's like, I'm like, are we going back? She goes, no, it's okay.
But I try to get coverage for our audience. And we were tired and we wanted to go home. But when I saw the lights on Tower of Terror, I'm like, everybody back. I think the boys, like, almost eye-rolled me to death because we were going back. They're like, you know, teenagers. So we ran back and we got that. However, it is projections that switch every, I don't know how many minutes.
And it's not the same ones we had last year with the little show that goes on and all that. It's not happening.
Yeah, usually it's the Christmas music and it's the different themes. There's and they have a projection.
Muppets one.
Laser snow is not there this year.
The laser melted all the snow.
So there's no soapy snow and there's no lasers going through that. Hence no laser snow this year, which is a bummer because you guys know I talk about laser snow every year.
My biggest takeaway from the studios though was that store that opened that is half Star Wars, half Marvel.
Oh, yeah, you talk about that.
Which store is that? I can't think. Is that Keystone? That one? Is that what that one is?
I believe so. It's the one that used to have all the stuff and it was a strictly Star Wars store.
Yep, now it's Marvel and Star Wars. They remodeled it, reopened it. They actually sell like the Marvel cosplay costumes there because I was contemplating buying the X-Wing fighter pilot's outfit because I really kind of wanted it.
And they have a lot of Baby Yoda stuff in there. A
lot of Baby Yoda stuff, which I've got a lot of Baby Yoda stuff.
All of a sudden, like, he's like, I'm the one who wants to watch The Mandalorian because I want to see the baby. And now he likes Baby Yoda like stuff.
I bought the one that Disney actually has it, and it's actually the one that it walks, it makes noises, it'll come in towards you. It's on the remote control, so he's real. I chased the dogs with it.
He did. I have video. I'll have to post it. Ava usually is not afraid of anything, and he put this remote control Baby Yoda on the floor, and Ava was not having it. She did not like it at all.
And it's funny, you hit the one thing in the child's hand.
It lifts up the hand like this.
I'll still use child. I won't say his name.
No. And actually, I'm gonna just say my opinion. I won't say what Baby Yoda's name is in case those of you have not watched Friday's Mandalorian yet. But I don't like it. I think they could have come up with a better name. I dislike the name, and he is still Baby Yoda or the child to me because I'm protesting it. I just don't like it.
If you haven't watched The Mandalorian this season and you are a fan of anything Star Wars, there is a lot to see this year. Not just what she was talking about with the child, but there's a lot of characters who are coming from other Star Wars
franchises
into this one, and it's really cool to see them come to life in The Mandalorian. So if you haven't watched the season, catch up. You're only 5 episodes in, I think.
Yeah, he made me catch up.
I made her catch up because I felt like I was getting further behind because I was waiting for her, and then there'd be time she'd get ready so I could go sneak and watch the episode just so I could see what happened.
But we're all caught up now.
Yeah. So we're waiting for Friday, and then we'll probably be 6 weeks before we get
there. No, I will keep up with it now because now I'm just that I have.
It's funny, Melissa's like, it's so good. Melissa's the one keeps messaging me like the day it comes out. She's like, have you watched it yet? I'm like, no, I'm waiting on somebody.
Waiting for me.
She's like, you must watch it.
I know, and I'm like, no. But yeah, so Mandalorian is good this year. You get lots of Baby Yoda, which is super exciting for me because he's like the main reason I watch. And you're also seeing a little bit more banter between Mandalorian and the baby and how he talks to him. I mean, it's actually pretty funny. So I'm not going to spoil it, but it's pretty good.
You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. Okay, back to the studios. How do we do this? Like, how
Star Wars is at the studios. Yeah. It's not a sidebar, even though Mandalorian has no part in Galaxy's Edge, which I was told by a cast member.
We got the Baby Yoda magic shot, but it came out terrible. The angle was awful. I look like I'm bigger than everybody else in my family. So
that's my title. Nobody can have that.
Yeah, that's your title.
I'm bigger than everybody's family.
So they have the Toy Story Alien popcorn bucket, and he's wearing buffalo plaid pajamas.
She hasn't bought that one.
Okay, no, I wanted it, but I had just bought this thing for $25. I really like the buffalo plaid alien because if you can see, I have buffalo plaid everything.
Yeah, there's more buffalo plaid in my house than anything.
Plus, I wear it. Okay, so Melissa Grove is watching, and Melissa Grove, who I value her opinion, she says buffalo plaid is life right now, and I think that is a great thing because it's fashionable, it's cute. Disney has stuff with it. Okay, anyway.
She had to go buy a buffalo plaid shirt. She walked past the window of Disney Springs and saw.
I did. Okay. So anyway. Another thing at the studios, you know the mini ornaments in the store window that do the little kick line? I was hoping...
The
mini Rockettes. I was hoping that they would have them this year because they're like my favorite, and they do have them. And I actually, a couple years ago, I bought the
ornament on our tree.
And I love those mini ornaments. I think they are absolutely adorable.
She was trying to copy them. There's video footage of that. Of her.
Aiden and I were trying to catch up with me. It was not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Well, they're on mechanical arms.
Yeah. So we're going to just talk about Animal Kingdom for like 3 seconds. They have projections on the tree, like holiday projections and decorations, but I believe that's all they have.
Yeah, I saw Lucretia's video. It's
amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, I have not heard anybody make a big to-do about Animal Kingdom for Christmas.
It's not my favorite park. So
we never go to Animal Kingdom, like, ever. So.
I apologize.
But we should probably go just to see decorations. Maybe we'll.
We have 3 reservations. I'm not giving one up to go to Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the studio before Christmas. Epcot at least once or twice because I want that pastrami sandwich.
He cares about the pastrami sandwich. That's why he wants to.
I've been waiting a year for the sandwich again because it was so good last year.
All right, so since we're talking about Epcot, would you like to talk about Festival of Holidays?
Nothing about it. You go. Miss, I'm going to the media event tomorrow while you go to work and pack your leggings.
That just sounded mean.
That wasn't mean. I meant with all the love in the world.
Okay. Well, anyway. So, Festival of Holidays at Epcot started on Friday, this past Friday, and runs through December 30th. That's the event I'm going to tomorrow to give you all the updates. So, they do have food booths like usual. They do have the cookie stroll like usual. But what they don't have, decorations too, of course. What?
Shane's going to become our Animal Kingdom guru because he loves that. That's his favorite perk.
You can have that job.
It's yours, Shane. Logs on the first Tuesday of every month. That's tomorrow.
We accept logs. Festival of Holidays. So, of course, Festival of Holidays merchandise, Festival of Holidays food.
Are they going to have the special storytellers in each land? Do you know?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me that, and I don't know the answer.
I mean, we haven't been yet.
I want to say no. Because, okay, so they're not doing a candlelight processional.
That's heartbreaking right there.
But they do have some Christmas carolers like up on the stage, but it's not like a full blown show like before because they still don't want the crowds. So our staffer Liz was there today and she showed video of a Santa caravan. So you're seeing you get to see Santa go by.
Santa gets around at Disney.
Really does. But yeah, so you get to see Santa, and they have little cavalcades and the special food. And if you go on World Showplace, they have there's some sort of a new food booth in there, and it's supposed to have like frozen hot chocolate and milkshakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at?
Melissa, leggings and buffalo plaid customer service rep. We've added a new customer service rep. He's Jake from State Farm, but now he's Jake at LostPrincessGirl.com. If you need to send him an email, Jake@LostPrincessGirl.com. He will answer them.
He will. He only works like 3 minutes a week, though.
That's it.
So they so there's like the frozen like goodies in World Showplace. There is a little entertainment here and there around the cavalcades, the special food. I'm guessing I'll find out if your sandwich is there.
Well, my goal, no, I know that's there because that's the only thing I did see. My goal is to get to work in the morning, do what I have to do, and then I'm going to head over to Epcot and meet there at noon when it opens to the public so I can meet up with you and walk around.
Did I mention it's going to be cold tomorrow? It's going to be cold tomorrow.
50. It's not cold.
Michigan's it's going to be in like upper 30s.
We lived in negative 40. That's a 90 degree flip.
In the morning. So I'm like already nervous about what I'm going to wear to the
event
tomorrow.
Well, you go to work in your leggings and I'll go to the festival.
No, I'm going to the festival.
I knew that.
But I need to bundle up because, you know, like you don't want, what is that Corey Tucker?
Corey, frozen gingerbread milkshake was legit.
I heard that in your voice, Corey. It's legit. That's legit.
I had it.
So yeah, Corey and Lucretia, who are our OG Main Streeters, were in town.
Thanksgiving Day, he messages me. Yeah, we're about 3 hours outside of Orlando.
We're coming in. I thought he was just messing with me, but
and
he wasn't.
He showed up. I think he was messing with us at first, and he's like, you know, better go.
Maybe. So yeah, we got to see them Saturday, and then they went to Epcot. And Lucretia sent me photos. And everything looks, like, from all appearances, looks the same. There's just some things that are different this year.
Walls?
No, not walls. I'm talking about the festival. I really...
There's walls everywhere.
You're ruining it.
Sorry.
I'm talking about positivity here and Christmas spirit and all that stuff.
They could put lights on the walls. That would be festive.
I'm just not even with them. Anyway.
See, Candace loves y'all's banter.
It was so laugh. Well, thank you. A lot of people find my laugh like obnoxious. So thank you.
And Corey was swooping in like Batman.
Yeah, Corey was swooping in like Batman. I'll stealth like a ninja. Here
More
I
like
come.
The Riddler.
So.
This is Marvel. We don't talk DC. Batman.
Batman. What show are you watching?
Iron Man versus Batman. He would win.
Okay, so
rich guys who build all this. Anyway,
so tomorrow again, if you would like to follow along on social media in the morning, I will be cold at Epcot, but I have to be back in World Showplace for the event at 10. So I will go live because they're gonna have merchandise and food and things. And
you're gonna take your gloves.
I think I'm gonna take my gloves.
Because if you're holding on to your phone, your fingers might get frostbitten.
We've lost our like Michigan cred, you know. Well, no, the boys too.
Yeah, they have.
So we get cold very easy now.
I will have shorts on tomorrow. Probably a hockey jersey.
I'm not wearing shorts tomorrow. Actually, I already talked to John, and he was concerned about being cold too.
In Florida, there's only a handful of times I've actually worn long jeans. Usually, I wear shorts. That's when we go to the ice event and give our pumps.
Which doesn't have ice this year.
I know, so I wore shorts. Didn't
I? You did. Yeah, so they have that going on, too. It's not Disney, but it's right by Disney. So they have that movie.
I love movies.
I love movies. Christmas movies.
Yep. You walk through the exhibit, and you kind of walk in this a few movies. It was Elf, Polar Express, Christmas Vacation, Year Without Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Is there one more? I can't remember. I thought there was five.
Was there? Elf? Did you get Elf?
I said Elf.
Christmas Vacation? I can't remember.
I thought it was five, but I could be wrong.
I'll probably remember like in an hour or two.
Probably.
But that's another thing.
Oh, Christmas Story.
Oh, Christmas Story. How can we forget that?
Because you go in a room with Ralphie.
You do. You get to see Ralphie in his pink bunny outfit or his pajamas. So, okay, let's talk about Disney Springs, shall we?
Randy, don't apologize. It got our coaches fired. He said, sorry, my Texans had to do that to the Lions. I said, don't apologize because that means our coaching GM got fired from the Lions. I was happy about that.
He was happy because
I
know,
was cheering.
The Lions have had a crap season. I mean, not that they don't always.
It's sad when I pray for a loss, we get better.
So yeah, we got the Lions game on TV on Thanksgiving here, and he was like super irritated.
I went in the kitchen and started cooking. I didn't even care.
He was like, I don't even care.
Then we turned it off.
We did. We watched Christmas movies.
We did.
Christmas movies have been good this year.
I've been
so
watching
far.
Them all. I've watched like the same ones over. I've watched like Fred Claus all kinds.
Do you guys like Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn? That is like one of our favorites that we've seen over and over.
And Four Christmases.
And Four Christmases also with Vince Vaughn.
I love when they're at the church and they really do the nativity scene and he takes over.
He takes over the role of Joseph.
It's hysterical.
Swaddle this baby. And but Fred Claus, I love Fred Claus. If you have not seen it, watch it. It's really good. All right. Disney Springs.
Oh, what's going on with Disney Springs?
All right. So there are changes at Disney Springs. However, it is still festive and magical. There is no Christmas tree trail this year, which we talked about before. They have the trees. What?
There was something, though, because when I went to House of Blues, they were handing out maps.
Yeah, so they want you to where they had the Christmas trees in one spot behind Earl of Sandwich. Now they're spread all over Disney Springs, so you have to, like, walk around to find the various theme trees, which I did not. I still don't know where the Tangled tree is. I didn't see it.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
I thought we did.
Did not. Because I was looking for it. I saw the mini one. There's a Star Wars one. I saw Princess and the Frog.
What was the one by the Lego store?
I think that was Princess and the Frog. I think. I'm not sure. But
I think Moana one.
But anyway, so you can still walk around and look for those trees. They're just not in the Christmas tree.
Actually, the whole thing is a big trail.
Kind of. But not like what it was before. You know how like they usually have the trail and there's a little merchandise booth and you can buy hot chocolate and, you know, ornaments. And
you can go get
like
an early sandwich, holiday turkey sandwich.
Well, yeah, it's a whole experience. Also,
Chuck said some of the trees are Give Kids a World.
Oh, maybe that's why. I did not know that.
And Addie said, hi, Mr. Scott and Mrs. Michelle. she waved at
me. I can't see. Hi, Addie. Okay, you guys can't see Jack back there because of this thing, right?
No, I can't see him.
Jack, like, photobombed or videobombed.
Yeah, he's back there somewhere.
okay, so they do have the big Christmas tree up. They do have the decorations. They have the Christmas music. And they have the snow around the big tree.
Yes.
And over by the Starbucks, by the balloon.
Yeah, where there. That stage area is that they normally perform their shooting the snow.
Yes.
Yeah, right by the Disney Style store.
Yes, right across from Disney Style there, they have snow. And in the main area. And then something that was really cool that we saw on accident, we were at we were by the water and we met up other people behind the Starbucks and we're standing there and all of a sudden I see a boat in the water and it looks like reindeer. Well, not reindeer, but it was a boat that had like cardboard reindeer on the
sides. They were on the sides.
Not cardboard. That would ruin in the water.
But it was like
a reindeer boat.
Yeah,
let's
a reindeer boat. It had the reindeer on there. And it was meant to look like the front of Santa's sleigh because right behind that boat was another boat with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Which was decorated to make it look like his sleigh.
Yes, with the boats. So, remember how we joked about pop-up Santa? About how, like, the Springs would have pop-up Santa instead of, like, keep you in Santa would just pop up instead of you standing in line for 4 hours to tell them what you want for Christmas. Well, Santa goes by water and he ho ho hos and he waves.
But he actually gets close enough that he can actually wave and talk to the people on the shore.
I mean, I suppose kids could scream at him and say, you know, I want a puppy for Christmas.
Right. Well, because he kept saying, goes, have you all been good this year?
Have you all been good?
But then he saw Corey and he said, no.
But he's going by. Right? So you can't really have a conversation with him, but he's on the boat.
I was going to ask him why I need a puppy.
We don't need another puppy. but Jack looks at me like, what? Anyway, they have like the stilt walkers, which I don't think were out when we were there.
I saw the ones on rollerblades. They rolled past me and Andrew when I ran down House of Blues.
There were people on rollerblades?
Yes.
I didn't know that. So yeah, you still are getting some magic. I think that Disney's doing the best that they can under the circumstances.
Yeah, it's good. It gives you something better than nothing at all.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, when I hear people say that they're disappointed about this and that, or make jokes about, you know, whatever, pop-up Santa, not that I would joke about
I think they should have, like, chimneys built where the garbage cans are on Main Street and just have Santa pop up. I just think it'd be hilarious. He just popped out, hey, how you doing? And dropped down. And then pops up like in front of the confectionery, dropped down, up Tom's doors.
I mean, it was kind of, it was different, you know, when Santa went by on the boat. Like, everybody ran to the side because they want to see him. They want to talk to him, but you're not going to get really
good. It's crazy how fast Santa gets around all those parks in Disney Springs.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's like, that boat must really fly.
Yeah, you know, it's magic.
Honestly, Stephanie saw the road with a couple also.
Ah, okay. See, I didn't see the road with
me. They're dressed. They have like the, like, they're almost like they're skating. So they have like kind of that
kind of clothing. Got you. Okay.
Oh, I took it. Unless I saw a different couple altogether, probably.
Maybe.
Just being fans.
People being fans. Just random people rollerblading around Disney Springs, because that wouldn't, you know, be a problem.
Whatsoever. Nah, it's fine. They're okay with it.
All right, so Santa on the boat. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What else?
Exactly. Oscar the Grouch style. Randy knows what I'm talking about with Pop-Up Santa on Main Street.
Pop-Up Santa.
You build little chimneys, and he just pops up. Hey, kids.
Merry Christmas. Why did Santa sound evil?
Because he said Oscar.
But that sounded more like Pennywise.
Yeah, it's real good. No presents for you.
No
presents. Get out of here.
No, I don't think it's supposed to be like that.
Go get Santa a cookie.
And you got to throw it at him because he's going to be going by. You can't touch it. Just whip the cookie at him. No, really, don't throw cookies at Santa.
You won't get anything, I promise you. From experience, you won't get any of it. No.
You're not supposed to, so.
You don't like it.
No. Okay, so also, I know we're going to wrap up for the evening, but 2 weekends from, well, oh, I guess it would be a weekend from
Saturday. A week from Saturday.
Yeah, we are going, sorry. We will be at Spooky Empire. They are doing like a mini convention.
It's a pop-up Christmas.
It's a pop-up because that's like the thing, I guess.
And it's, it's at the Wyndham on iDrive.
Where they usually have their spring show. Yeah. It's like down from where the Orlando Eye is or whatever they call it now. And there's like a Red Robin there and a Chewy's there.
BJ's in the restaurant across the street is that Mango's Tropical.
Oh, yeah, that tropical like dance club that I always wanted to go to but still haven't. That is right there. Oh, and like the world's biggest McDonald's is right around
there. Yeah, so it's all in that area. So if you just go to spookyempire.com, you can find out exactly where it's going to be at. I heard today Saturday already sold out tickets.
Did they really?
Yeah, Saturdays are already sold out. So who knows? But we will be there. We've got a table set up. We will have Lost Princess Carol stuff. We have Main Street Mouse stuff. We will have us. We'll be there.
Exciting.
Chuck and Karen are coming.
We have Pop-Up Us. Pop-Up Us.
Dennis is on. Hello, Dennis. Sorry we missed you.
So we will have a booth at Spooky Empire, or a table. I don't think it's going to be much lower scale.
It is.
But Spooky Empire, you can look it up and get tickets if you'd like to come see us. And that is Saturday and Sunday,
Saturday and Sunday, 12th and
13th.
Yes, and the hours are listed on their site. I want to say it's 5 or 6 in the evening. It goes to the But it'll be social distancing. They're taking all precautions. Mm-hmm. They said there's going to be a lot of guests. They haven't really announced many guests yet. They've only announced 3, but they keep telling us that there's going to be some big guest announcements coming, which I hope so, because it's a week away.
Yeah,
so we should start hearing stuff come up about it. But if you're in the area, want to come by and say hello, we will be there.
I am excited to actually work a convention because it's been a long time.
I'm excited to see some of our friends that we've worked spooky with before.
Yeah.
We haven't seen them in.
It's been a while. And then, speaking of conventions, Huntsville that we went to last year, but like all those media guests got rescheduled. Well, they're working on adding these people back, and they just announced Joey Fatone over the weekend, and I'm going to get to host his panel since I didn't get to during the whole, you know, everything shut down. So I get another chance to work with Joey Fatone.
Yeah, so that'll be in April. If you go to their site, hsvexpo.com, you can find out information about that. It's at a embassy, right next door to Embassy Suites, and there's discounted rates if you want to stay.
But that's like if you want to plan ahead, because it's not till April.
Yes.
And let's hope and pray that by April things will be a little more normal.
I know they announced Lou Ferrigno's coming back, and I did his panel 2 years ago, so I'm hoping I get to do that panel.
Yeah, yeah. Since you already worked with them.
And I'm still hoping that the Marvel guys who were going to be there originally, Sean Gunn and the guy from This Is Us, I can never remember his name.
What kind of Marvel fan are you? Can't remember his
name. I forgot his name because he was Taserface. That's how I know his character. And then Ross Marquardt, who played Stonekeeper, he was supposed to originally be there also. So I'm hoping all three of them still come. Yeah. Chris Sullivan.
There you go. I knew it was Chris something.
I knew that.
So, but that's April. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we have a special guest on our show.
We do?
We do.
Jack.
It's not Jack. It's not Ava. Ava. No.
It's not John.
It's not John. We actually have, you guys remember Ben from Frozen at the studios. He was like our favorite historian during the Frozen sing-along, the funniest guy.
And actually, Ben and Lisa were the ones that got Michelle to finally do a live show.
This is true.
Because she did her and Ben and Lisa partnered to do a show from Ben's home a couple years ago.
Yeah, you guys remember that? That was almost, that'll be 4 years ago. Yeah. So Ben and I remain friends, and he doesn't do a lot of interviews or things shows like that, shows. But he will for me, and him and I have talked about it, and I, because he's got some things coming up that he wants to promote for himself, and so he asked if we could partner up again and do a live beat. So 2 weeks from tonight, Ben from Frozen. He goes by Equity Ben on Instagram.
And that's all he has.
Yeah, he has Instagram, but he does live shows and different things. He kind of got creative when all the COVID stuff hit. So, so we'll have Ben.
That'd be a good show. That'd be a good show.
And he is super, super funny and unpredictable. So I think it'll be interesting. Because when I did the live show from his house 3.5 years ago.
That was 2 hours.
It went for 2 hours. I mean, it's not going to be 2 hours for us, though.
Should be.
And it was just one wisecrack after another.
And it was funny because if you remember it, it was Michelle, Ben, and Lisa. And
Lisa is the other historian.
And Ben and Lisa, just they work really well off of one another. So that show was just, I was behind the camera laughing the entire time. So
you know, you talk about a way to break into live feeds and live shows, and to have to break in with those two, it was definitely an experience, but it was a good one. And when they were when it was over with, they told me I kept up pretty darn good with them. So that made and so they kind of got me into the thinking of doing a live show every week.
So if Ben's going to be here in 2 weeks, I think that maybe we got to try to get Lisa to come over for a show.
I would love to have Lisa.
And I know Mark wants to come back, so we can get Mark back on. And Scotty still.
Scotty too hottie. So we have to get our guests going again.
Maybe in the new year, hopefully, that anybody, if they want to, we can either virtually bring them in, or if they want to stop by, maybe.
Yeah.
It'd be up to them.
Yeah, well, I know Scotty too hottie said he'd come over to do the show.
He would.
Okay, so anyway, two weeks from tonight, please remember to tune in because we will have Ben on.
So are we going to save that for the 100th show?
Yes.
So we're not going to be on next week. That's Michelle's way of saying we're not on next week.
So I think it'll be our Christmas show because I think Ben's going to be on for 45 minutes and then we're going to do the rest of the show ourselves.
Oh, okay.
So, because he does a live show on Instagram at 8. So well, him and I have it all figured out. Don't worry.
I just turn on the computer and see what I got to do.
I'll fill you in. Don't worry. So anyway, so that's 2 weeks.
And tomorrow night, you're on Panda's show.
John's show on Big Fat Panda. It will be Sean and I will be the guests.
I got thrown to the curb. They didn't want me.
Actually, he asked if you were going to join. No. I said no because you.
Jimmy, call me. I'll be on your show tomorrow night. We'll talk bad about paying the woman.
Stop. You could have, but anyway. So
asked.
Sean and I will be on Panda Show tomorrow. And I think that's it.
Is that it?
I think so. That's good? All my notes.
All her scribble marks, even though we did a lot that wasn't on there, too.
Hey, you know, it's just kind of a guideline.
I got you.
So
it's a guide. Not so much of rules, but
more like guidelines. Fire jokes. Okay. Also, tomorrow, if you go to my Facebook group, Main Street Sense. Tomorrow there is Disney Sensi stuff dropping, and I think it's going to sell. And it is, I'll tell you what, speaking of Ben from Frozen, it is Frozen themed, and there's going to be a Mickey and Minnie something or other too.
No Tangled?
No Tangled.
That's blasphemous.
Actually, they already do have plugins that are. I have two. I have two.
I only saw one.
Anyway, okay, so that's tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes,
I really appreciate you all so much. And I guess that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, all. We'll see you guys in two weeks with Ben. Michelle probably will be doing live feeds tomorrow. So
follow tomorrow because I will definitely be going live from Epcot Festival of the Holidays.
Yep.
So that's it.
Okay. Take care. Have a great week. See you next week.
See you soon. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks.